Good morning. Yeah, still morning. I don't know about y'all, but this has been kind of, I don't even know what I'm going to share yet. But I do want to say that the food has been great, and not that food, but I think the ministry that we've had over this 3 days has been a blessing, I know, to me. You know, and the reason why I call it food is the first verse that the Lord quickened into my, when I became a Christian at the age of 40. The first word he said, and it was in Deuteronomy, but it's, man does not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so he didn't quicken that to me until Luke 4:4. So that's pretty many pages in that Bible between those two places. And so I realized there was food in his word, and immediately the food that I needed over there was cut by half. And now it's down to one meal a day. I've done that for probably better part of my life. But what I want to share with you is what's spoken to me is the waiting on God. I don't know for y'all, I just kind of fill you in. There's been like a 7-year period I've been saved. And when I first got saved, I tried to change myself from the outside. Outward appearance, my language was cleaned up. I had a different step in my walk. But that was carnal. That was just an imitation. That inward work, only God can do that. That inward work wasn't there. And so, make a long story short, my wife left me because of that hypocrisy. We talked about that. My brother shared with being a Pharisee. Well, being a Pharisee cost me a whole lot. I lost house. I come home from work one day and my wife was gone. And I thought, how could God that joined us together separate us? Well, it wasn't God that separated us. He says, let no man separate us. Never let no man separate what God has joined together. And so how could God, I come home and my wife gone? Well, that's hypocrisy. It was my attempt to change my own self. I couldn't do it. So it's a misrepresentation of that inward work. And that hadn't occurred yet. It didn't occur for another couple, 3-4 years down the road. My first audible voice that I heard of the Lord was, get off a couch. And so I made a phone call, and then that inward work became very real. So I wanted to just share what the men that have spoken, and I think it's God through them, has spoken personally to me, is to wait on the Lord. My wife left me. Like I said, I came home and she's gone, and a lot of people know that, and they've been praying for that, and I appreciate that. What has been spoken to me is I have the power in myself, in the flesh, if I was to turn to that, to retrieve my son out of that life with my wife. She fled the state without court order. And so I could take that power, but I gave that to God. And so for me to take control of that is, it's not for me to do. I can't do that. That means God's work is not adequate. And so, but with the door shut over the 7 years, I was so amped even this last conference at the coast, I was so amped about how close we were to reconciliation after 7 years. She had attempted to kill me when she left, and so we had all mended all those fences. And so now that door has been shut. God had mended all those fences, not me. But through me, He showed a different light to my wife. And now that door has been shut. Well, I think it's the final step of her salvation. I don't know about reconciliation, but God will not share that glory, and I will not be in that picture. And so He has cut that. We don't have communications. There was some strong words given to my son, and he's only 13, but they were strong words. They're about choices. And the choices that my carnality did reflected a choice that my wife did, and that was when she left. So being a Pharisee or being a hypocrite, I can't see those lines anymore. It's either white or black. You're for Him or against Him. And these days are ahead of us. These days are right here today as we're observing what's happening to Israel. We hear His voice. We are His sheep. We're not the children of darkness. And we're called into the marvelous light. And thank you, Jesus, for that. So what I just wanted to kind of fill you in. What spoke to me was the fact that wait on God. He has the best for me, and I have to trust in that. It seems like You know, it's not God's wrath that saves a man, but it's His love that brings him into repentance. And so it seemed like, well, I'm kind of experiencing some wrath. I lost home, I lost car, I lost wife and son. But it's His love that broke me and caused me to repent and to turn from my evil way. And so praise His wonderful name. We've heard a lot about, and I had this prepared in Denver, but we heard a lot about what God did for us. He gave us His all. You don't have to go there, but I'll just read right here from 1 Corinthians 6 and at 19 and 20, but I'll read 20 first. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. Okay? We're no longer our own. We've heard that preached this weekend. But we are bought. And so we don't have the right to choose, I don't believe, to be carnal, like just have that cloak. A lot of things get done under religion, under the cloak of religion. And so I'll let that go where it may. But let me read 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Wow, that's pretty important. Which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. And now read 20 again. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. And so that really kind of spoke to me. That, I forget what it spoke to me about, but it speaks itself. It's not out of context. I'm no longer that carnal Christian. I'm bought by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So my will is to do what would please Him. And sometimes, unfortunately, and I realize too, what God has called me to do is not what He's called my brothers or my sisters necessarily to do. I know what cost me carnality-wise. So I don't see that gray area. And now I'm told either walk in the white or the black. Naturally, I'm going to choose the white. The blackness is darkness. And in Him is no darkness. So this is kind of what the Lord, it spoke to me as far as what He paid for us. If you want to turn to Matthew 13, and I'm not going to read the part where the evil one has his way, but I wanted to target verse 46, and I think I'll begin at 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath an ear, let him hear. We've been encouraged to listen to the Lord's voice. He who has an ear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto the treasure hid in a field, that which when a man has found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all he has to buy that field. Okay? And then the 46th verse, but let me read, here's 45. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. And this, I think, speaks of God. This is written in red, so it was words that He spoke. Who, when he has found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all he had and bought it. What did our Lord sell? He sold His very life on the cross of Calvary as the man on the tree. He gave His all to purchase what? The pearl in the field. And who do you think? The field speaks of a harvest. That's each and every one of us that are sitting here. And those that proclaim His name. They proclaim His name before the world. Those are what He purchased He gave His body for. He gave His life for. And that we all may have that salvation. It's not just a select few. We all have that opportunity. And so those are the things that were on my heart. And I just wanted to, again, thank you all for your prayers for my wife and my son. I just have to trust that God has them still. He's begun a work in their life. We went from, it's kind of tough. Men, love your wives like Christ loved the church. Give your all. Yeah, it's pretty big. I was the best thing that ever happened to her. And then that became the worst thing that ever happened to her. So I came home one day and she was just gone. It snowed 8 inches that night. So my hope is in Christ Jesus. I'm no longer my own. So he's begun that work, and it's gotten to this point. And I have to hope, and I know by promises, he'll continue that work. So thank you. Wonderful conference up here. The first time I've gone 9.5 hours to up this region, but it's probably not going to be my last one. Thank you, guys.